Welcome again to the whole thing. My name is Prudence Oji. Hope you enjoyed your week, because I don't know what to say about my week now, but I am glad that I am alive. Yeah, it's something to be thankful for. Have you been in a situation where you don't feel yourself? Like, you don't just understand. You don't want to do anything. You don't feel anybody. You don't feel anything. You just want to be underwater. That's, you know, airplane mode. I think that's the best word. That airplane mode. You don't just... Nothing is interesting. Everything is boring. You don't have any motivation. Like, you don't want to do anything. There's nothing at all that interests you. If you understand that situation, that's where I am now. I really know that, yeah, I need to be happier. Just, it's just easier said. Guys, I'm just trying to be real. I feel this is the place where I should just talk. Well, I have things in my head. Let me just pour it out here so you listen to me at least. I'm not even seeing you, so you're hearing me, but I'm not seeing you, and you are not seeing me. And you won't judge me. Let me just talk. I just feel tired. I feel tired. Guys, seriously, that's not what we want to talk about today. I'm very sorry if I wasted your time. Let's get to it. So, today, I hope you listened to my last week episode. And I want to use this opportunity to thank you, all my listeners, for taking this girl serious. And always listening to our weekly podcast. Weekly that's now turning to bi-weekly. Yeah, because the weeks, the days in the week, they are now too short. It's more like it's 3 days in a week. Do you understand? You don't understand. So, I really want to appreciate y'all for taking out time, like 10 minutes of your time or 15 minutes of your time to listen to me. I really appreciate. Thank you. So today, I have something ringing in my head, like something I've been meaning to talk about. So I decided that we do it today. Yeah. Have you ever thought about this? There's too much recruitment in this life. Recruitment to love, recruitment to hate, recruitment to do good. Recruitment to not do good, recruitment for this, for that, for this and that. Like, for instance, I'm your friend and I tell you, I don't like this person. I don't like the way he's keeping his face every time. So because of that, I don't like him. And you heard it from me, and you're my good friend. So you just have to not like the person. Like, I don't like the person. And because I see this person, I love the way he talks. And because of that, I said, I love him. You love him too. And then I said, I don't like this concept at all. I don't like this religion. I don't like this. I don't like that. Because I said, I don't like it. And you're my best friend. You just have to not like it. Yeah. That's the recruitment I'm talking about. There's too much of it in this age, don't you think? Let me get even more direct. We growing up, we get to hear things like, this is your religion, Christianity. This is your religion, Islam. You are a Muslim and you are a Christian because I, your parent, am a Christian. But then, you don't tell me about Islam. I don't get to know anything about Islam. I just have to be a Christian because you are a Christian. Truth be told, most of us that are Christians because our parents are Christians. True? That's true. Most of us that are Muslims, we are Muslims because our parents are Muslims. We are born in a family of Muslims. My point is, why are we told that you should be married? Why are we told that we should do a particular thing and not do the other one? Why are we told that this is good and this is bad? This is bad and this is good. This is right and this is wrong, when we are not showed why they are right and why they are wrong? Yes, we might be told that this is right and this is why it is right, but why not tell us this is wrong and this is why it is wrong as well? So that we as human beings who have a thinking faculty, we have to choose between right and wrong. Do you understand me? Why is it that most times it's more like it's a subjective subjugation? We are actually made to go for the right one because it's the right one. What if that right one is actually the wrong one? Have you ever stopped to ask yourself that? What if the right one is actually the wrong one? Because getting to know about some things, I really cannot remember some examples and details, but getting to grow up, I'm still growing and learning about some things that I was told before that maybe this is right and this is wrong, or this is not how this is to be done and this is how this is to be done. Then getting to know about the other side of this matter, I got to know that truly the reason is maybe a flimsy reason, or is not even the right reason. For instance, I'm told that, or we are told that, you shouldn't marry. I'm really finding it difficult getting an example, but let's just use this one. For instance, most of us, we know that maybe our parents or our clan or our people tell us that we are to get married to a particular set of people. We are to get married to people in our religion. We are to get married to people in our tribe, within our tribe. Or we should get married to be within our region, like maybe southeastern region or northeast or northwest or southwest region. Do you understand? So we are to get married to a particular set of people. Whereas learning about these things, you get to see that there is really no problem with getting married to anybody that you please. So in essence, my question is, why tell us this is good and this is bad? Tell us the reason why this is good, but you don't tell us why this is bad. Why? We should know. I mean, why is it bad? Why do you call it bad? Is it bad because you say it's bad, or is it bad because it's actually bad? Why? I need answers. I know my voice is a little bit cracked, but please ignore it. Ignore it. Just get the message. And I would love to hear from you. Yeah, I would love to hear from you. And if you're a brand, an upcoming brand, and you need publicity for your work or your business, Prudence's podcast can help you get that publicity. If you want publicity for your Instagram page, your business page, your website, anything at all, just send me a message and Prudence's podcast has got you. You all know I love your messages and your feedback. Do not forget to send me voice messages. Click on the message button on this Anchor platform. You could also send me any typed message at all. And if you're finding it difficult to send me a voice message on the Anchor platform, you could send me a voice message on WhatsApp. Yeah, the phone number is +234 818 640 2171. At this point, we'll have to wrap it up, people. Till same time next Saturday, enjoy your weekend. I love you, and I know you love me too. But if you don't, I love myself. Bye.
Tell me something, girl. Are you happy in this modern world? Oh, do you need more? what you're searching for. I'm falling. In all the good times I find myself longing for change. And in the bad times I fear myself.
Tired trying to fill that void, or do you need more? Ain't it hard keeping it so hardcore? I'm falling. In all the good times I find myself longing for change. And in the bad times I fear myself.